Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey,
happy Monday to you all. Now, before we get things going, we got to check in with our LA peeps, Heidi and Frank. What's going down, y'all?
How you doing?
Hello,
good to see
what's
you.
Up? Hey.
Now, as you can clearly see, Portia Williams is still out, but don't worry. Even myself from Real Housewives of Atlanta is still hanging out with us until she's out.
Don't worry.
Yeah, because the baby's almost
okay.
here.
Now, later on, Justin Bieber's picking a fight with Tom Cruise, and Michelle Obama's going to be competing against James Corden and Harry Styles. We'll explain that later. But first, what's going on, Brat?
Headcrack. Well, Chris Pratt is officially the Terminator's son-in-law, y'all.
Okay. Ooh.
That's right, y'all. Chris and Catherine Schwarzenegger said their I do's in Montecito, California on Saturday, and both shared an identical Instagram post saying their wedding day was the best day of our lives.
Wow.
Well, y'all, they had many famous friends. They were happy and left their congratulatory comments under their post. But, of course, you got the trolls and the fans, a.k.a. haters, attack Pratt and Catherine for calling their wedding day the best day of their lives. One fan wrote, "I love Chris Pratt, but this upsets me a little. To say that this is the best day of your life when you've been married before and had children, what about those days? It just kind of implies that those things weren't just as important, even if times have changed."
But isn't life all about having better days? In the future,
like right, you can't say nothing.
But I thought that only happened with us, so it's across the board.
Oh my
how people
goodness!
Behave.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Gary, because another person wrote, "It is the best day of your life until the next time he gets married."
Ooh,
all right, bitch, they was giving it, honey.
Well, I think that's what he meant. It's like, yes, at that moment, that is the best day of your life. Then once you get married, every day after that really sucks.
Exactly. Yeah. But it doesn't take anything away from his first marriage when that was probably the best day of his life. Or having his kids. Like,
yeah,
people
the birth
are
of
so
his son.
Crazy. Yeah.
It's a different kind of best day. I'm sure when his son was born, that's a different kind of best day.
Right.
It's a different kind of love. This is, I mean, you can't compare the two.
It's not a literary piece, guys. It is just an expression of excitement.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Happy that they're getting married. It is not to be dissected. This is not
Yeah.
But this is what I like about rich people. They don't drag you on dating, honey. They just been dating for a year and got married. I mean, you know, Keisha and Leroy be dating for 20 years, and then he's still
I know you think you're a different color, but you're talking about your own. You are not a white woman from Martha's Vineyards.
All right. Well, it has come to an end for another famous couple, talking about Bradley Cooper and Irina Shayk. Now, they weren't married. But they do have a child together, and before we go to the reports that are claiming that maybe Lady Gaga was the one who broke them up,
because
that
was the rumors. Say.
Now, what we're hearing is that Irina Shayk wanted to end this relationship even before the Oscars, but with publicity and everything, she was advised not to do that.
Mm.
So we're hearing that it's not Bradley who broke up, wanted the breakup, it was Irina, because number one, she wanted more of a commitment than he was willing to give, because again, they weren't married, they had a baby together, and they were constantly fighting.
Oh, poor Bradley, he's never going to get laid again.
Man.
I doubt that, honey. You know you lying.
I know I'm lying. It's like, I mean, a supermodel breaks up with you, and he's just fine with it. He's like, I'm not even going to struggle
amazing.
For this.
One of the sources also added, Shayk was fed up. She wasn't getting the level of commitment she wanted, and the endless fighting made their life unbearable, and once they realized it was the baby that was holding them together, it was time to call it quits.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So let's just say if he really does hook up with Lady Gaga, because everyone's assuming, like, that's why
I want
that's coming
him
together.
Too. I'm sorry.
What? Do you think Irina's going gonna let the kid go over there when it's like him and Lady Gaga?
She won't have a choice unless she tries to get full custody, but he's a great parent too.
There's no way that Bradley Cooper is going to go make it public. He might have slept with Lady Gaga, but they're not gonna become a couple.
Don't do Lady Gaga like that, like she a thought.
Bradley is at Lady Gaga's house right now.
Hello?
While we talking about this story.
Right.
They are waking up
right now.
It's gonna
come out about 6 months from now. You mark what I say.
And Gaga will be
pregnant. They're cute together, and they had mad chemistry. I don't care what they say in that movie.
See, that's why I don't think they've had sex. I think the chemistry was there. It's building.
Yeah.
I don't think anything's happening.
Once you have sex, it ruins
it. That was familiar tension. I mean, that was like a sexual tension of a familiar variety.
Oh, baby, when they played that piano,
when she was pregnant.
I feel bad for Irina Shayk because, really, I mean, who's going to be the next guy to want to date her? Because Bradley Cooper was 4 years.
Oh, don't
Bradley,
mind his hair open.
She's beautiful. Don't do that.
Bradley Cooper was Cristiano Ronaldo for 5 years.
Right.
And so it's like, who's going to be that? The next guy's like, oh, I want to be in
Are you putting your hat in the ring there, Frank Kramer?
Should she go with this regular guy because she's going
with
the extremes?
No, you're married, Frank. How's that even possible?
She can't go with you, Frank.
Oh, that's like, right.
I mean, how could you even consider
She wouldn't go with you anyway, Frank.
Would you leave your wife if Irina Shayk said, I've had a crush on you for years?
Oh, hell yeah, I'd leave her. I am that shallow. I'm that shallow.
Well, it looks like everybody's favorite former First Lady Michelle Obama is going to be showing off her athletic skills when she joins James Corden in London when he does his show from the UK next week. Now, the former First Lady will represent Team USA against Corden's Team UK in an international game of dodgeball, which is going to air next Monday.
Nice!
I'm so excited about this. Like, dodgeball is literally, like, my favorite sport.
I love dodgeball, too.
I love Michelle Obama. She is so fun.
Now, check this out. Melissa McCarthy, Kate Hudson, Mila Kunis, Allison Janney, and Lena Waithe will compete in Michelle's Team USA.
That's a good team.
Oh,
yeah.
Really good team.
Harry Styles, Benedict Cumberbatch, and John Bradley from Game of Thrones will be part of Corden's team.
No chance.
I'm calling this USA victory off top.
He Benedict, come on, bitch.
Well, I guess I wouldn't want to play dodgeball if I know Secret Service is protecting the girl I'm trying to hit. It's like,
yeah. Michelle never gets hit. A Secret Service guy jumps in front of her and takes the ball every time.
Who exactly is going to throw a dodgeball at Michelle Obama? And she's a tall drink of water, too.
Yeah. Probably that Benedict guy.
Cumberbatch.
All right, guys, Tom Cruise better watch his back because pop star Justin Bieber wants to open up a can of whip ass on him.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. What?
Happened over the weekend. Justin Bieber just randomly called out Tom Cruise on Twitter to an MMA-style fight in the octagon. He said, I want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you'll never live it down. Who is willing to put on this fight?
He is not a good trash talker, by the way. I watch MMA and boxing. Mike Tyson used to say, you want to fight? I'm going to and eat your kids. I mean, that's what he would say. Like, that's trash talking. This guy's not trash talking.
Yeah.
Then you're scared.
So could it possibly happen? Well, MMA champion Conor McGregor was quick to jump in and offer. He said his company would host the fight if Tom Cruise was man enough to accept Justin's offer. Well, Tom hasn't responded to the fight request. But do you think Justin Bieber and Tom, if you know, they did happen
this
to get
is
into
no
the octagon.
Competition.
Who do you think's got
okay.
it?
Okay.
Tom Cruise. If,
yeah, my
if
money's
I have
on
to
Tom
pick.
Cruise.
Yeah, because he does his own stunts. I mean, you got to be in good shape for that. I mean, he's legit.
Tom
when it comes
Cruise,
to
56 years old. You got Justin, who's 25. Tom Cruise coming in at 5'7".
I never want anything bad to happen to anybody, but if Tom Cruise Apollo Creed'd Justin Bieber.
Oh,
yeah. But Tom Cruise looked like he wears concealer, though. Like, let's be honest.
Look, Justin Bieber hangs with Floyd Mayweather, honey, so he got hoodies.
Floyd ain't gave him them hangs.
I've never seen Floyd throw a punch.
But Floyd Mayweather did say that Justin Bieber has some hands, because I remember when Justin Bieber actually walked out with Floyd during a Pacquiao fight or something. So, yeah, he says he's got some hands, but is it really impressive to challenge?
What made him choose Tom Cruise, though?
Yeah, to challenge a guy who's in his late
50s. Exactly, that's what I'm saying, of all people.
Maybe he grew up loving him and his idol or something. He's like, I got to do something.
I think he wants to get on the ground.
Trey Song said the stuff
about
He wants
a little ground and pound.
I don't know, Bieber. Sounds like risky business.
Oh, it sounds like an impossible mission.
Yeah, show me the money.
Coming up, singer Usher is turning heads, and we'll show you exactly what we're talking about right after the break.
Dish Nation.
Hey, ladies, I have to tell you why I fell in love with Third Love bras. Third Love uses millions of real women's measurements to design its bras so that they fit perfect and feel even better. You're sure to get the right size because Third Love offers 78 sizes, including their signature half cup sizes. I like to be at home with my fur babies, as you know, as much as I can. And with Third Love, I get to skip the trip to the store and try on my bras in privacy in the comfort of my own home. Third Love's team of expert fit stylists are available to help you every day via chat or phone. And Third Love is giving you 60 days to try one. And if you don't love it, return it. And Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. See, that's what I love about them. They give back. Right now, they're offering our viewers 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/dish now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/dish for 15% off today. Dish
Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hello. Now, singer Usher Raymond recently got a new tattoo, but the size and location of said tattoo got everybody talking. This tat right here took 3 hours to finish and was done by a tattoo artist by the name of Dylan Forte, and the tat's design was inspired by transformation, sacred geometry, and ancient Berber talisman to mark the cardinal points in the sky and allow travelers to find their way across vast distances. Take a look.
You know, the line work on here is impeccable.
It really is.
And the shading.
The shading. It's not a whole lot, which is why it most likely only took 3 hours.
Right.
But it's just so detailed. Mm.
It is.
Perfect.
It is, like, some of the lines are thicker.
You know what's also detailed?
What?
This haircut.
So it's
he looks like Bird in the Midnight Falcon. What is happening? What's going on?
That's 5 heartbeats, right? Yeah. That sit through something like this is pretty extreme. Like, what do you think made him go through it? I mean, you see Usher a lot in the studio. Mm.
Well, you know, he's working on his new album. And, you know, he's doing the whole, you know, kind of like reinvent yourself.
Yeah,
sort
yeah.
of like, this whole hair is different for him. The
I
tattoo.
Love the hair, though, actually.
I don't think anybody has done that yet.
True.
Within the R&B world. You know,
he looks good.
He dares to be yeah. different. His body is always intact.
His face actually looks more youthful.
Yeah.
He looks like he's like 10 years younger.
He looks good.
You think because he got rid of like 120 pounds?
You mean his girl?
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Usher.
Shout out to you, things. Usher, because right. you just want to be healthy and look good.
Yeah.
Not for any other reason, Gary.
Well.
All right, y'all. So actress Gwyneth Paltrow keeps dropping gems about the unorthodox way she lives her life, and this tidbit might change the way people view marriage. So in a recent interview, Gwyneth revealed that she and her husband, Brad Falchuk, don't live their lives together full time. Hmm. He spends 3 nights at his house alone and then 4 nights at Gwyneth's house with her during the week. So, in a recent interview, yeah, it's kind of weird, but okay, whatever works for them. In a recent interview, Gwyneth said this about her friend's reaction to the arrangement. Oh, all my married friends say that the way we live sounds ideal and we shouldn't change a thing.
Oh.
Well, there's an expectation, right? Like, when you're married, when you come home, there's an expectation of man and woman and duties. But if I go to my house, y'all don't have to worry about cooking. I don't care. You can watch your sports. You can do what you want to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. I can come in when I want to come in. I don't have to hear your mess. We can clean up tomorrow, not today. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and like when you get mad at each other and, you know, I can't stand that bastard.
You don't have to be in the same house. You can go on
his ass going home today. So, you know, just get like that, honey. I think it's good.
All right, y'all, it's time for
Who Won the Weeknd?
So last night was the Tony Awards, which I did not watch, but it honored the best performers in theater, and we gotta send a big shout out to Ali Stroker, who won a Tony as Best Featured Actress in a Musical for a Performance in Oklahoma because she made history as the first actress in a wheelchair to win the Tony Award.
Nice.
Wow.
Congratulations, Ali.
Yo, check out her award-winning speech.
This award is for every kid who is watching tonight who has a disability, who has a limitation or a challenge, who has been waiting to see themselves represented in this arena. You are.
She looks absolutely beautiful stunning, and I think the message was epic.
Well, that's so inspiring for the kids who are, like, disabled and stuff. I'm sure she's, like, their hero.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The only limits are up here. Like, if you put your mind to whatever you want to put your mind to, you could be the most amazing version of yourself. So
that's right.
Big shout out to her.
Yes. Yeah. Congratulations.
All right, up next, Heidi and Frank have a weight loss transformation that you just have to see to believe. All will be revealed after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Summer is fast approaching. The first day of summer is June 21st, and that means less and less clothing. It's AKA swimsuit season, and a lot of you are not ready for it. You need to lose some...
Why are you looking at me?
Was I looking directly at you? I was trying to look around a little bit, but I'm sorry.
You walked on me.
A lot of people are looking to lose weight for summer, and we have to have in studio with us the king of weight loss. He's helped celebrities like Steve Harvey and Beyonce lose those extra pounds, and he can help you too. I'm talking about the CEO and founder of dherbs.com, AD Dolphin. Good to have you back on the show.
Happy to be here.
dherbs is obviously very, very popular, and people swear by it and love it and testimonials. But because summer is quickly approaching, are you noticing some more traffic on the website?
Absolutely. During this time of year, it is a madhouse. Everyone's trying to get summertime fine. And usually people are chasing that 10 to 20 pounds probably for the last couple months, and they're wanting to get rid of it. And the dherbs Full Body Cleanse can definitely help them accomplish that within the next 20 days.
Now, you have brought somebody with you today as a testimonial.
Yes.
The lovely please
lady.
Introduce.
I have Nicole here.
Nicole, everybody. Oh, what a day. I felt better when she walked in the room.
Yeah, I know you did.
I did.
You got a little frazzled.
So, Nicole, tell us, how has dherbs helped you?
So, the dherbs Full Body Cleanse helped me lose 53 pounds.
Wow.
There you go.
53?
Yes, 53 pounds.
And you have maintained. I mean, how long has it been since you've lost 53 pounds?
It's been about 6 months now.
That's the accomplishment.
Yeah, I know.
So, for all those people out there who've tried other diet plans, now I'm sure you've tried other diet plans and had your hits and misses, but obviously, dherbs has worked for you. What do you got to say to those people who are out there trying and struggling?
So I would definitely tell everyone, do not give up, because I have tried every other diet out there, and this is not just a diet. This is a way of life.
I was going to say, it sounds like a lifestyle change.
Yeah, you definitely change your life, and I recommend the dherbs Full Body Cleanse to anyone who wants to shed a few pounds and keep it off.
And AD, the dherbs Full Body Cleanse has been the number one cleanse online for over a decade now.
Yes.
How do you explain the success?
You know what it is? It works. So if you're trying to lose weight, you know, between 10 to 30 pounds, you can accomplish that within the next 20 days. If you're not feeling like yourself, do the cleanse. If you're struggling sleeping, if you lack energy, the cleanse can absolutely change your existence for sure. It can definitely make everything just so much better.
That's my goal. And if that's your goal too, you got to check out dherbs. And there's really no excuse. Nicole told you all about it. All you have to do is go to dherbs.com. Now, here's the deal. We have a special code for you, and that code is DISH. You're going to get a big discount on dherbs. Get rid of all those toxins in your body, all that stuff that AD was saying is slowing you down, making you sluggish, and you're going to have more energy. Like Nicole said, go there now. Don't forget, for the discount, you got to use our code DISH. That's the promo code, letter D, herbs.com, promo code DISH, or call 866-4-D-HERBS. No excuses. Get summertime fine with dherbs. Go to dherbs.com, but don't forget that special promo code DISH.
Thank you, AD. Thank you, Nicole, for coming in.
Yeah.
Great story. Now, around, because we have a lot more celebrity and entertainment news coming up right after the break.
DISH Nation. DISH Nation.
Okay, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all.
Okay, so this past weekend was the LGBTQ Pride Parade and Festival in L.A., and there were many stars on hands for the festivities, baby, but one duo in particular got everybody talking, and that would be Blac Chyna and Wendy Williams, okay? And let me tell you, Chyna's hair, honey, was real big, and Wendy's shorts were real small. Anyway, y'all, Wendy Instagrammed this picture with Chyna, and she captured it, "What's really good? Being in L.A. celebrating Pride with my little sister. How you doing? I'm in Chi-Town."
I'm just gonna say, as a fan of Game of Thrones, I know the series is over, but Chyna could reboot this as the Black Khaleesi, because she is giving me looks and hair. She looks freaking phenomenal. Rob, yes. Eat your heart out. This girl is stunning.
Look like China got Wendy hoeing. Because, I mean, them shorts too short. You can see her camel toe. And that's not Wendy. Wendy's a classy woman.
Well, Wendy's a tall girl. Those are pants on a normal person.
At least pedal pushers. So it's good to see her getting out and mingling with people that she probably would have never even kicked it with before her situation.
She was even kicking it with Kim Kardashian and them over the course of the
year. Oh, yeah.
So when she had a whole little L.A. run.
Yeah.
That's good for her.
I think she's opening herself up more, you know, and not saying that she's crazy judgy, but Wendy can be kind of judgy.
Nobody's perfect and everybody has issues.
We still need bitch Wendy, though, honey. I mean,
she ain't going nowhere now, honey. You know bitch Wendy ain't going nowhere.
No, that's innate. That's embedded
that's
in her.
In her. That is who she is, darling. Yes. How you do?
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.